Hey fans, BJ Kissel, Mitch Holtis with your post-game show for the Chiefs 17-14 loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Mitch, team has dropped three straight. They had opportunities in this game. They just weren't able to take advantage of them when they got them.
Yeah, this game's way different than any game this season. And there's going to be two very critical plays that'll be discussed tonight, tomorrow, the next couple of days. Won't change the outcome of the game, but the offensive pass interference penalty on Fasano, which the Chiefs thought they had a 21-9 lead, which would have been big. And then the play to Kelce that they thought they had first and 10 at the 22. A field goal ties it at the very least. And then that play was challenged by Bruce Arians. Not only was it ruled, they ruled it a catch and fumble and gave the ball to Arizona. So those are the two plays which will be discussed a lot. I think it starts with that. You don't want to make excuses on calls that are either calls or non-calls. And the NFL, I'm sure, will respond to it. So we'll let that go. But just, we saw a courageous effort by Jamal Charles today. Didn't think he was going to come back. And he gutted it out. Played great December football, I thought, overall. They also had a 4th-and-4 at the 39. They're going to go up, and you know, at 14-6 at that point. Even if they get a field goal, they go up 2 possessions. So 3 or 4 real critical plays. But that's what December football is all about.
Yeah, we talked the Fasano offensive pass interference. It was the very next play. It was the interception. That was really the momentum changer in the game. You're exactly right. But you look at this Chiefs offense, the first half, they're moving the ball a little bit, even the third quarter on that Fasano. But after that, this is a team that got shut out in the second half. What did you see from what the Cardinals defense was doing? We saw them kind of load the box up and force us to go outside. Is that what you were seeing?
Yeah, I think the Cardinals used the plan that I've seen the Raiders use 2 weeks ago, and I saw the Broncos use last week, and that was load up the box or run guys in late. They had some delayed blitzes, but this is a team now. We expected that from this defense. They're 7-0 at home. I see a little banner up there. They actually won the NFL title in 1925 when they were the Chicago Cardinals. That's the last time they were 7-0 at home. They're the only team in the NFL that is not allowed over 20 points in a home game. But there were some real opportunities here for the Chiefs to make some critical plays. And then defensively, they held the fort again, first and goal at the 8. They'll do a good job there. But on 3rd-and-18, they let the other Brown, not the Pittsburgh State guy, but the other one, Jerron Brown, go right down the rail and get a touchdown on a 22-yarder. And 3rd-and-18, you got to try to hold them to a field goal there. So everybody can rally around. The Chiefs have got to win out. They got to start winning home division football games. That's going to be my theme this week. Home division football game. Raiders are hot. They beat the 49ers. They'll be all excited. But this team now needs to win home division football games.
Yeah, I think that sequence on the Jerron Brown touchdown you just touched on kind of explains the entire game. On the play right before that, John Brown catches a pass across the middle, or almost catches a pass. Kirk Coleman steps up, delivers a big hit, drops it. You think Chiefs have a little momentum, force the field goal, and then it's the play up the seam for the touchdown. But this is a Cardinals defense. We knew they were going to get after it. Had 5 sacks in the game. Alex Smith, the first half, 12 of 13 for 109 yards. His only incompletion in the first half was that Kelce drop. But you look at the second half, it's a completely different story.
Yeah, now you got to win out. You got to play next week. That's it. Play next week. There's going to be a lot of negative chatter, and I get that. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but as a team and the organization cannot let that deter their week of preparation this week, because you've really got to hunker down now and just try to beat Oakland and then see what happens week to week to week. But you've got to beat Oakland. This is a team that the Chiefs have only beaten one time at home since 2006, and that was last year. And in home division games, I mean, I'll talk about it all week long on my stuff. I know I'm repeating myself. They need to win a home division game against the Oakland Raiders this week. Game, set, match, absolute value. The rest of the world will talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. For this team and this organization, that's the crux of the matter. Home game, Oakland, home division game, beat them.
Mitch, I think you're exactly right. As much as this stings right now, the Chiefs can still go win 3 in a row. They can still reach the goals that they want to reach, but that doesn't change the fact right now. Things sting a little bit, but you're exactly right. You've been doing this a long time.
Yep.
You've seen them bounce back and do these kinds of things. What do you expect from them against the Oakland Raiders? What do you expect from Chiefs Kingdom at home at Arrowhead against the Oakland Raiders? I mean, this is Raider week. Regardless of records, regardless of anything else, this is Raider week.
Well, I think there's going to be a sting for the Kingdom, and there should be, because this team, the Kingdom fans, and I mean, I've been doing this 21 years with this franchise, wants to win in the postseason. I think they will, whether or not this year, soon, with Andy Reid as head coach and John Dorsey as general manager. But they'll sting. You asked me about the Kingdom. It'll be a 72-hour sting, kind of. The team can't have that. They got to get off the deck and get ready. Okay, you can't whimper, and you got to flat get after Oakland. But I do think, as the week goes on, the fans will realize it. Hey, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they've got to beat Oakland at home. Plain, simple, end of story, #do it.
Yep. We'll get back to Kansas City, and they'll prepare for the Oakland Raiders. For KCChiefs.com, I'm BJ Kissel with Mitch Holthus.